Okay, here it is, Friday Night Fun. Every Friday night, I'll have a new, hot, erotic story for you. Just the thing to bring your weekend alive. Date or no date, your Friday nights will never be the same. And I'll always have a special offer for you from my good friends at AdamandEve.com. Go to AdamandEve.com and enter offer code Friday at checkout, and you'll get 50% off almost any item. Plus, they throw in 3 free adult DVDs, a free mystery gift, and free shipping on your entire order. Doesn't get much better than that. Remember, use offer code Friday to get this deal. And now, listen up for tonight's erotic story.
Moving violation. He cruised right through it. She was going to have to teach this person a little regard for the safety of others. She put on her siren and pulled out behind the vehicle. The fact that it took the driver a few moments to finally pull the white VW bug over to the side of the road, and the presence of a glinting surfboard on its roof, made her suspect that she might even have a possible DUI on her hands. She put on her best officious law enforcement face and approached the driver's side window. The driver poked his head out a bit and looked up submissively. He definitely didn't have the face of a hardened criminal. It was as smooth and open as the beach he was headed to. Shirtless and wearing sandals, she knew his mind's eye was on some tasty waves instead of the road. "Do you know why I pulled you over?" She could barely see his eyes beneath his bleached-out bangs, but she perceived that he was mustering up a patented look of vacant confusion that probably rescued him from many an unsavory situation.
No, officer. Is there, like, a problem?
You ran a stop sign back there. He flipped the hair off his face and pierced her with deep, bedroom eyes. I thought I came to a complete stop, officer. I'm really good about taking my time. Okay, cute. But there was still this matter of fulfilling responsibility. License and registration. He winced, charm thwarted. He pulled his license and registration from the visor and handed it over. She peered at the smiling photograph and realized, that's pretty hot for a DMV snapshot. 030182. 22 years old. A kid, practically. And a nicely chiseled one, too. If she had met him under different circumstances, she would be giving him her phone number, not a citation. As she reached for her pad, Surfer Boy decided to make a last-inch attempt at charming away the impending fine. Come on, you don't want to write me up. I just want to go ride some waves. But now that you're here, I can think of a few other things I'd like to ride. What makes you think I won't bust you for a 288? Because whenever I look at you, I think 69. Under those blues, I can tell you're red hot. Most men never try to play the flirt card when confronted with a woman in a position of authority. The fact that he brazenly made reference to her physical attributes showed he had balls. The fact that he could look beyond her uniform to take note of what incredible shape she was in showed he had good taste. Still, he had to be taught a lesson. Step out of the vehicle. He got out of the car and stood before her. For the first time, she could appraise him completely. Tall, despite his relaxed posture. Nicer pecs than she first realized. Washboard, courtesy of surfboard, abs. Turn around, please. He obeyed. Nice ass, even cased in baggy, loose trunks. She began to notice that her uniform felt especially tight all of a sudden. It squeezed her chest and pulled at her crotch, making her body long for air. Assuming the worst, the surfer placed his hands on his car, leaned over, and spread his legs. In a flash, she pictured herself in that very position. She blinked to clear her mind and approached him. Since he assumed he was going to be frisked, she didn't want to disappoint him. She ran her hands down his sides and immediately realized how toned his body was. She then placed her hand between his legs. As her fingers brushed his inner thigh, all pretense of police ethics went out the window. She cupped him in her hand. Satisfied, she handcuffed him. It was difficult as her hands were trembling slightly. She led him by the arm to her cruiser. Opening the door, she pushed his head down and guided him into the back seat. Then, casting a glance about her to ensure that there were no witnesses, she climbed in beside him. She produced her keys and, as she uncuffed him, noticed the thick erection that tented his swim trunks obscenely. The little shit had gotten a hard-on on his arrest walk. Normally, I'd run you in and some judge would slap your ass with community service. I'm going to save myself a trip and some paperwork and sentence you myself. A sly smile splashed across his face, and he moved to speak. She placed her hand over his mouth. Honey, you have the right to remain silent. Her other hand slipped down to the V of her slacks, and she began to rub herself vigorously. She narrowed her eyes and instructed him, "You're going to service me, not the community. And if I don't climax, you're under arrest." He looked like a kid in a candy shop. Was it just that standard temporary loss of rational thought that immediately preceded sex for men? Or did he really find her exceptionally hot? She kept her holster on as she slipped out of her trousers. His hands were eagerly at her waistband. Enthusiastic, he threw her legs apart. Who did he think was in charge here? She secured a grip on his head as she ran her fingers through his hair to clue him in. Her foot slid along the partition separating the front and back seats as he went to work. He licked her like the sea breeze, at first light and soft. She began to forget about writing that ticket. This was the ticket. She rocked slowly back and forth, and her little pink cadet stood at attention. He felt her erect on his tongue, her tide coming in as he worked her. His mouth started to ride her harder now, and his tongue dove deeper. He was working wonders on her. She braced herself on the seats, and her wave came crashing in. She wailed like a siren as she came. She was trembling, useless, lost in a carnal daze. Then he took her by surprise. He rose onto his knees and swiftly pulled down his waistband. Those trunks, she thought at once, were baggier than she thought. He was enormous. He cut off her ability to think when he slipped inside her. She exhaled deeply, relaxing so she could take all of him in. She didn't think it was possible for her to come harder than she already had, but she didn't anticipate the rod he was packing. As he stretched her, her nerve endings went haywire again, causing her to moan. As she came to her senses, she perceived a change in his breathing. She would have to act fast. She pushed him out roughly and sat up. He blinked at her, disappointed. Desperate for his own payoff, he went to grasp himself, but she halted him. "I think we're done here." But what about the serve part of to protect and to serve? "Look, honey, you dodged the ticket. If I were you, I would hightail it out while the getting's good." He realized it was no use arguing. He smiled and shook his head, realizing that the policewoman's ball was over. He tucked himself back into his trunks and got out of the cruiser. She watched him get back into his bug and take off for the sea and sand. He was careful to come to a complete stop at the next intersection. She had made a difference, she thought, putting someone on the straight and narrow. She loved wearing a badge and all the perks that came with it.
Didn't I tell you? Wow. That story was just gift-wrapped for you. Talking about gifts. My favorite way to enjoy Friday night and almost every night is with a toy from AdamandEve.com. You know they offer all my listeners 50% off almost any item in their store, plus 3 free adult DVDs, free shipping, and a surprise gift. I love these guys. They think of everything. Order now and use the offer code Friday at checkout at AdamandEve.com while it's still available. I like the rabbit vibrators, and maybe you would too. Do it while it lasts, and I'll see you next Friday for Friday Night Fun. Ooh, and I almost forgot, so you don't miss any of these stories, make sure you subscribe and leave me some feedback. You know I'm doing this all for you.